This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't you forget it. Well, the fed-up Border Patrol, Kyle, raging illegal immigrant crisis in one word. What was that one word he used?
What was that?
You don't remember the word?
Well, the chaos, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, chaos, yeah.
Yep. There is no resemblance of order on the border. There is just no resemblance of order. And Mayorkas continues to go on there, the DHS secretary, and say, oh, we have it all under control. There's no one getting in. We've cataloged them, and then we send the ones back we want to send back, and we only keep the ones that are okay, and this, that, and the other. No, they don't. No, they don't.
No, they don't at all. And obviously, you know, the crisis at the border, the chaos at the border, they believe feeds only one thing, and that's their political power.
Yeah, because they want to bring these people in because they want them as voters. They believe that they're going to remember that they were let in by the Democrats.
Right. And also, Captain, as more and more voters themselves begin to walk away from the Democrat Party, walk away from Biden and his policies and all of the shenanigans and all of the failures, the Democrat Party elite feel that they need to find what amounts to replacement voters for these people.
Now, we had another post office shooting. You know, we used to use the expression, somebody's gotten postal. Well, they did yesterday in a Tennessee post office where apparently there were multiple employees, including a gunman, that were killed as bullets flew in the Tennessee post office there. I'm very sorry to hear about that. It's like the second or third shooting where we had two or three or more people killed in an incident. And I realize that the state of the country right now, the status here of the country, state of the country, the coronavirus, people not being able to work, the ones that want to work, can't get a job, they want a better job than what they got and all that stuff, then it's just, it's all compounding itself.
It really is, most unfortunately. And the shooting took place at a Memphis postal facility. The suspected shooter, of course, where it died apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound during this incident. But we understand that this facility did not have customers like that would kind of like come into the
post. It was a bulk mail center.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So it wasn't open to the public, but this is a very, very terrible tragedy.
Yeah, this guy was a driver, by the way, delivering mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so a little bit different story. Now, we had a man arrested at the Loudoun County School Board in Virginia meeting. Says that the officials covered up his daughter's rape and he went ballistic. And I don't blame him. I don't blame the guy.
Well, of course not. I mean, the emotions are incalculable on that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, if that had been your daughter and if I had a daughter, I'm not sure what I would have done.
Well, precisely.
But the school principal who was sitting in the room, who this guy went after, covered it up.
Well, that's what we're learning about, exactly. And so this is, again, any parent and any decent person would not approve of any of this kind of thing.
All right. Now, here in Florida, we had the former... Well, I'm pretty sure he's not around anymore. We don't need to worry about him. But the one that ran against Ron DeSantis, the former mayor in Tallahassee, the black guy, in Leon County, by the way, we found out yesterday that the Florida county, Leon County, was the one that was fined $3.5 million for trying to mandate vaccines, and that's right in the backyard of the state capital, Tallahassee.
Well, precisely, exactly. So this is. Not allowed by a Florida law now.
So $3.5 million is what it cost them.
That, no kidding, exactly.
And what do you think? What do you think? This is a great idea for other states, maybe?
Perhaps so, because obviously, you know. But this vaccine mandate debate, you know, is even I think being used in many ways as a way to really help divide people, as opposed to talking about the ramifications of it in terms of freedom or this kind of thing. It's being put there as some kind of thing like, okay, now you can inform on your neighbor, you know, or turn your neighbor against each other because, you know, with the vaccine mandate. It just works to their favor.
Hold that thought. And folks, yesterday, late, the FDA staff said that the Moderna vaccine did not meet all the criteria for the COVID-19 booster shot. So they got to go back to the drawing board and try to do it all over again. I'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren too.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frank Silvato.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and I was going to tell you, didn't know when Frank was going to come in there, because sometimes these things stick a little bit, and that did that time, but Frank Silvato was going to bring us back in. Now, this portion of the program, again, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's, of course, Mike Lindell, and he does a bang-up job, and you can save yourself a lot of money there. Now, this is an American-made company, folks. He's got 1,500 American people that work there, all citizens from the great state of Minnesota. And I'm trying to help Mike out because, if you remember right, the woke generation, the progressive generation, the socialist communist generation, saw to it that his product was taken out of the chain stores that was in the big box stores. So he wound up having to eat a lot of that stuff, literally. And his supplies and inventories were high. They sent it all back to him. So instead of just going, boo-hoo, well, what do I do now? He decided to put it all on his website and get a hold of people like me and say, look, can you help me out? Because if you can, you can become an endorser of mine, and I'll help you if you help me, et cetera, et cetera. And that's exactly what we're doing. And you can save yourself a ton of money, a ton of money, because now you get to save the savings on the price that the big box store would make that profit. And I didn't realize how much profit these big box stores made on some of this stuff until I started to realize what Mike Lindell is selling this stuff for and still making a profit. So go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, check out everything that's there, and it's going to ask you for a promo code. The promo code is always going to be Captain, Captain, on his website, MyPillow.com. Now, while you're there, there's a logo link that says Radio Listener Specials. Click on that, and you're going to go to another section Well, there's going to be another group of products with an even more insanely low price on them. And you can get, once again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them on the phone and do it that way because you don't want to use the website, some people don't want to do business on the websites because they think they're going to get hacked and this, that, and the other, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, same thing, promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, the website, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. That'll save you a bunch of money. That'll give you a good Christmas because you know they're going to have their products around for Christmas. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
And now, speaking of Christmas, I don't even know where to start anymore with some of this stuff. Because everybody's concerned about whether or not we're going to have any kind of Christmas. There will be things that people can't get at Christmas time. That was something that the White House announced yesterday, that the global supply right now, because of what's going on in these container ships, they can't get into some of these ports, and where it used to take a matter of 3 days or sometimes a matter of hours where the container ship would be offloaded and then be on its way again to go get more containers. Well, guess what? That's now weeks, 5 and 6 weeks to unload, and if they're going to put something else back on there, empty containers or whatnot, reload and go back where they came from. So that's how bad the situation is right now.
Yeah, it is a horrifically bad situation. And, Captain, you know, you think that people are seeing for sure the inflation and the rise in prices. But when those shelves are empty or they can't get the Christmas gifts that they want to get for their kids, when things just aren't, and we're not talking just about toys, we're talking about dishwashers, we're talking about cars or appliances, furniture, you name it, when it's stark reality, physical reality that you can't buy the thing that you want to go get, you know, God forbid your dishwasher goes out, you want to go get another one. It'll really hit home. And you see these poll numbers right now? Well, it's going to be a lump of coal in Joe Biden's stocking for poll numbers once we get towards the holidays.
Now, the U.S. is currently weighing their first COVID vaccine for 5-year-olds. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
Did you hear what Cuba is doing?
What are they doing?
They are seeking the vaccination for 2-year-olds.
Wow.
That, to me, is ridiculous.
Well, it seems like it's, I mean, you know, pretty soon, you're going to be zero, and then you'll get your COVID-19 vaccination.
While the mother's pregnant.
Right, exactly. But unfortunately, you know, again, the one-size-fits-all science, quote-unquote scientific approach to everything, you know, we just don't know who to believe anymore. And this is a really, really sad thing. You know, the President Biden says he trusts in science, but yet at the same time acts in total political ways. And so people just don't trust it. And unfortunately, this is a real virus. It's really killed people. It makes people very sick. It damages them for long for the rest of their lives, basically. If we had approached it a little bit differently from the Democrats' point of view, then I think that we would be in a much better position right now. But now we don't know what to believe.
Right. Now, in the state of Oregon, which is just north of where you're at, Oregon senators have now called for an investigation into the alleged COVID-19 statistical manipulations.
Yeah, I would think so. I would hope so, because again, obviously, you know, Captain, when we were first in this pandemic, everything almost every single death was somehow a COVID death or something like that, and so. Whether or not it really was COVID-19 or was it a combination of other things or what have you, or cases versus actual people getting sick, you know, yeah, we need to have a full accounting of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Taliban wants billions of dollars in money from the USA, that's in the USA in some of our banks, as well as in Europe, in European banks, and they want it now.
Yeah, they do. And I think we're going to see the lengths that they're going to be willing to go to get that.
You think we're going to give them that money, just hand it to them?
Well, I would hope not. I would hope not. But unfortunately, I think that you have some people who are in charge of this stuff that really don't get it, unfortunately. But the Taliban themselves have demonstrated that they are not candidates to be part of the world community in any way, shape, or form.
I would think that Europe would be more inclined to give them the money sooner.
Possibly. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about another vaccine. This is actually the drug cocktail from AstraZeneca. They're saying that their drug cocktail is effective against COVID-19 in a late-stage study. So they're looking to get that approved as well right now.
Well, right. I mean, again, the idea to beat the virus, and I do think that President Trump at the time, I think he approached it the way that I think most people would approach it, and that is, this is a sickness, a virus. How do we fight it? Well, the answer is there are many ways to fight it. The only way but there's not just the one way, and that is shut everything down. But given the time that you could study it and have either a vaccine, which was years away at the time, if not for Trump and Operation Warp Speed, but also the different treatments, the treatments that could be effective at maybe different stages or for different people who have different combos of medical issues and so forth. In other words, that's doing the science.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. But you'll hear people, you know, really deride the idea of having an effective drug. But again, because they want to enforce a vaccine mandate or what have you. But, you know, those with an open mind know that we can actually combat this on multiple levels.
Now, we're going to mention briefly, because we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, but small businesses all across the country right now are really feeling the crunch of people trying to get workers to try to come to work for their small businesses. And these are businesses where you could not only have a tremendous career, but you could have a great retirement plan and profit sharing and some other things depending on where you went. And we're going to have something here next week on the 20th, Wednesday the 20th, a week from today, at the Largo Event Center from 6 to 8 p.m. called the Tampa Bay Best Career Fair. There's going to be a lot of people there, over 30 businesses looking to hire people as soon as possible. And you can register by going to consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, the website, and register for the event. All right, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
COVID developments topping our news. First, the United States will be reopening its land borders in the north and south to fully vaccinated visitors from Canada and Mexico by next month. A senior administration official saying the restrictions will be eased for those visiting for non-essential reasons. Those border restrictions have been in place since March of 2020. In California, Los Angeles County has a vaccine mandate in place, but the sheriff, Alex Villanueva, Steve is not enforcing it. He says these mandates are not a good idea.
Send off edicts like Moses coming down from the mountains and everybody's going to snap. I have to deal in reality, and that is a very dangerous and nonsensical mandate.
In Major League Baseball playoff action, the Braves and the Houston Astros are advancing, winning their series yesterday, and the Dodgers beat the Giants to tie that series up at 2 wins apiece. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much. My favorite announcer lady, Kathy Curtis, and she does a really great job with those, and I appreciate her very much doing that for me. All righty, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, me included. Now, your local Geico office or the website can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. All you got to do is go there. They'll ask you about the car or the truck that you're driving. Obviously, you're going to want to get a quote on that if you can and see how much money they can save you right off the bat, and they're more than happy to do that. And then they can also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. Maybe you got one of those. And don't forget, the cheapest way to get insurance is to bundle your automobile policy with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. Now, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there, check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And again, with everything that's going on in the day and age in which we live, you got to save money where you can, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, out there by you, San Francisco way, I might add, Walgreens is closing 5 of their stores due to theft.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, there's a lot of video of people walking into stores like Walgreens or the CVS, that kind of thing, and they just pack up literally suitcases full of stuff, and they walk out the front door.
Well, why doesn't somebody arrest them?
Because now you can't, you won't be arrested. They won't press charges if it's $900 or something or less of merchandise. There was a tragedy just several weeks ago where an employee at one of these kinds of drug stores basically tried to interfere with someone who was stealing something, and they shot him dead. Basically, so this is a real problem. It goes into the larger breakdown of law and order, and unfortunately, especially here in California, there's this weird thing about, well, you know, it's, we're not going to prosecute this kind of thing, and you see the effect that it has. People, now it becomes, criminals take a holiday, go right in the store, get a bunch of stuff, and leave.
Wow. Now, with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, leading the charge, conservative Republicans in several states are moving to block President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for private employers before the regulations are even issued.
Well, that's right, because what Biden talked about the other day has to go through OSHA. That's the way that they would implement something like that. But you've got different attorneys general throughout the country that have put Joe Biden on notice that they believe that it's illegal for him to mandate such a thing. It will play out, but again, this can be a real showdown. What is the real power of the chief executive to tell private industry what to do just because he says it that day? That's a really, really good question.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, the people being nominated by the Biden administration to oversee some of the powerful positions in America's federal government represent an eye-opening parade of radical leftists. Let me give you an example. The latest name at the Pentagon is a Christian-hating, Republican-mocking lesbian whose role would put her in charge of evangelical military chaplains, and they've already come out and said this is the wrong person to be there doing what they're doing.
Well, the Biden administration, Joe Biden and the Biden, the Biden Politburo or cabal, whatever you want to call it, they're just demonstrating, Captain, to the United States their values. They're demonstrating what they think of people across the highways and byways, what their values are. And they're antithetical to them in so many ways. And so, yeah, they've just pulled back the curtain now. There's no reason for them to hide anymore into exactly what they're trying to accomplish.
Now, let's see here. Okay, I got a call here. I'm going to take this call right away. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
One thing I'd like to point out with these airline pilots wanting to strike, they have a very good reason not to want to fly with a vaccine, because there is a significant
altitude
increase of blood clots.
Altitude.
And these guys are sitting there, and you really have to worry about deep vein thrombosis, because when they're flying, they're about 8,000 feet or maybe more than that equivalent. And you come in,
I know.
Up and down.
Yeah, it's altitude. The higher they go, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's actually, they're looking out for us, because they wind up with a clot in the cockpit. You're down a pilot.
Yeah.
Not only that, they have a heck of a time trying to pass their physicals.
Well, they have a lawsuit going, so we're going to see where all of this goes. And right now we saw what happened in New York, because in New York a federal judge issued a stay on the healthcare workers' mandatory vaccine while they go back and take a look at some more data.
I feel a lot safer. Somebody that wasn't my pilot, that didn't have it.
Okay.
That's bottom line.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Kyle, something else very interesting. Remember the American sub that struck an underwater object?
Right.
Well, we have an affiliate in Guam. Guess where that submarine went for repairs?
Where was that?
Guam.
Oh, Guam, okay.
And the old sailor chimed in via a direct message on Facebook to me, and he said, Captain, the old sailor here in Guam. He says, what are the chances you think our submarine, hit the object that it hit was a Chinese sub? with some sort of maneuver underneath, because they play a lot of these chicken games and all that when they're down there and they can see each other. I'd say the chances of that are pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I would not be surprised at all. And you're right. The surveillance, and they do follow pretty close in some cases. And so, yeah, I wouldn't put it past.
Well, I remember watching a movie years ago with Sean Connery, The Hunt for Red October. Remember that?
That's right.
And they did all kinds of maneuvers underneath.
Well, they called it a Crazy Ivan or something like that.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. And they made runs at each other in zigzags and shut things off and ran silent, ran deep, and all that sort of stuff. So it can be done. But the old sailor in Guam, who's probably listening tonight, I'm not sure what the difference is in the time over there where he's at, but I think it's way probably about lunchtime now or so over there.
I believe so. Yeah, you're right. And but exactly. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, there might be some very difficult conversations going on at this point.
Yep. And you just never know when somebody's going to chime in from one of your faraway places, right?
That's right. Yeah. Out there in the South Pacific, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guam is right out there in the middle of nowhere, pretty much. But anyway, getting back to just a couple more things here. What do you suppose is going to happen with all of this nonsensical stuff that's being tossed about in Washington, D.C., where they say something just to see what the reaction is going to be when it comes to, well, we're going to charge you a tax on your $600 and we're going to this and we're going to that. They're not going to do it. They don't have the votes, and it would be insane of them to do that, because every one of these SOBs that did that would get voted out of office.
Well, certainly. But it also reveals, though, too, the very strong authoritarian streak that is now just on display by the Democrat Party elite. You remember Joe Biden said he wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody earning less than $400,000 a year. But if they're going to monitor your bank account to see where money comes in and where it goes, what you spend it on and all this kind of thing, then they'll be able to apply a tax to that. Your bank will have to send a form or a similar thing to a 1099 form or something to the government. So your bank's going to be watching you. It's just going to open up all these avenues for them to get a little bit here, a little bit there, and it all adds up if you spread it over, you know, 300 million people. And that's how they're going to confiscate more money to do what they want to do.
Okay, hold that thought. Here comes your music up in the background, and folks, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the weather is still very, very, very precarious out there, especially headed towards the mountains. If you got to go over the mountains, you better be right with your fuel. You better have your change with you, because I got reason to believe in some of the passes out there, you're going to be hanging iron tonight. All right, I'll be right back with more of Captain's America, Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna. Carrollton, Georgia way. Check their website out. CowboyLogic.us, CowboyLogic.us. You're going to like what you see. You're going to like what you hear. And tell them the captain sent you. By the way, we're going to get started here with a little music on a Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget to pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club. If you're not already a member, you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, and points for the supplies that you get in the trucker's store as well. All right, we're going to go out to California, and we're going to go to the Whiskey A Go Go, and here we go.
Long distance information, give me a Memphis, Tennessee. Give me my party to track, get in touch with me. She did not leave a number, but I know who plays the call. The marker took a message and he wrote it on the wall. Get in touch with my reading. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. When her home is on the side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. We'll be right back.
keep that trickle from alive. We were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Oh, part of our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Every information, more than thought I cannot add. All of that I miss her, and all the fun I had. Marie is all 6 years old. Information, please. You got to put me through to her. Memphis, Tennessee.
All righty, that is Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 1985, live from the Whiskey A Go-Go. That's how come you can hear all those people in the background there. And Kyle, that was out in your backyard.
Yeah, that's right. That would be up in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that guy there, I remember watching him as well come out and do a tour up there on the campus at Syracuse University when I was working those events. I used to be, that's how I got my overtime in the fire services. I worked all those events.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember. Yeah, that's cool. That must have been pretty cool. You got to see a lot of cool acts that way.
I did, and the best one I told you was Bobby Cox, the baseball game in the dugout.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I would tell him, he'd light up a cigarette down there, and you couldn't smoke in the dugout. And I'd go down there and say, Coach, listen, you got to put that cigarette out. He says, what are you going to do if I don't put it out? I says, well, I'm going to have to arrest you. And he says, okay, no problem. And he says, and then when he saw me, when I ran into him a few years later, you know, in Tampa here, he hadn't seen me in, I don't know, probably 10 years. But he remembered me, okay, because that was when he was a minor league coach with the Syracuse Chiefs. And he saw me at the Trop when he was with the Atlanta Braves. And I was down in the field as a reporter covering the game for the radio station I was with at the time. And he walked up to me and he goes, I know you. You're that SOB, but he didn't say SOB. You're that SOB. He used to tell me I couldn't smoke in the dugout. How the hell are you doing? Gave me a big pat on the back and all that stuff. And everybody's looking around like, how does he know that guy? How does he know that guy? All right, well, let's get you started out west with snow.
All right, folks, out west, yes, we are looking at snow, and we're looking at a lot of it, especially in parts of southern Montana, in the eastern area, down through the central part of Wyoming, where heavy snow is possible there. Of course, we knew that that was going to take pretty much the brunt of this big winter storm that's come through. Other snow, of course, registering in different parts of Wyoming, also through parts of southern Idaho, also parts of central Colorado, also parts of central Utah. And if you're driving up Interstate 15 through from St. George up to Logan, you're going to have a hard freeze warning. Freeze warning also in northern Arizona. Freeze warning near Phoenix and Tucson. Also near Santa Fe, New Mexico, as well as most of the central part, north and eastern central parts of New Mexico. Up near Reno, freeze warning there. We've also got a freeze warning near Boise, Idaho. So all over the map, and especially in the mountainous regions, you're going to have snow, especially if you're headed up I-80 near Elk Mountain coming out of Laramie, Wyoming. You're going to have some issues there for sure because of the snowfall and because of the low temperatures. And low temperatures all over the west tonight, Captain. Helena, Montana, coming in at 30 degrees. And that's pretty cold in anybody's book.
I think it's colder in Montana, or not Montana, sorry, the mountains of Wyoming tonight because they got a heavy snow warning, and it looks like they just put a blizzard warning in for Casper.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. All righty, well, let me take another look here. Caller, hang on. We've got the central part. And by the way, North Dakota halfway across the state, South Dakota halfway across the state. We've got wind. We've got the snow is eventually moving across. We do have the snow about 50 miles into South Dakota and North Dakota, all the way down from the Canadian border, down through Canada, let's see, down to North Dakota's South Dakota line, South Dakota down to the Nebraska corner there, the northwestern corner along I-80, so probably over to Sydney. You got snow tonight along I-80. And then we've got a flash flood warning watch. We've also got a severe storm watch right now and warning up just west of Kansas City, Kansas. So be advised that system is moving to the east all the way down into Plainview, Texas, and crosswise across Oklahoma, just skirting the western edge of the, panhandle there. All right, and Rain and Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And I cut that short just a little bit because I do believe we've got Denise Simon on the line right now. But let's drift down over here and find out if that's true. Okay, is that you, Denise?
Good morning.
All right, because you come in with a different phone number again. I didn't recognize it. All right, let's talk about what's going on still down on the border. A Border Patrol agent last night was on TV. I think it was one of the union reps or something like that. And he just boiled down on the raging illegal immigrant crisis and called it in one word. He says it's chaos. There is no resemblance of order down there. Whatever they do one day doesn't mean they're going to do it 2 days in a row.
That's precisely right. This administration has virtually nobody on the other end that is working to determine what's coming so they can prepare Border Patrol or stop it altogether. And let's not forget, too, that this is an administration that just sent Mayorkas, Sullivan, and Garland down to Mexico,
right,
who have a confab, whatever it is that they talked about, to try and you know, they're supposed to be talking about security, about this border. So now we have yet another problem, and that is that Department of Homeland Security would run, we call them raids, on businesses where there is a very large population of illegal aliens that are working.
Right.
They're not going to do it anymore. They've just stopped that as of yesterday.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way. I'll be back on the flip side of the news with Denise Simon, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.